Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as I continue a message I began yesterday, Fruitful in the Knowledge of Jesus. And we've been looking at the second epistle of Peter, where in that first chapter he tells us, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. He goes on in verse 5, he said, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. This is the significant emphasis we want to hear. The Lord speaking to our hearts through Peter, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 10, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. And, you know, sometimes when we get a little dull in our spiritual walk, we hear messages and we think, well, I've heard that scripture many times before. But, you know, Peter obviously was addressing a group of Christians who had heard the Word of God. And he said in verse 12, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them. You know these things that I'm sharing with you? Yes, you thought, well, sure, yeah. And be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, basically as long as I'm alive, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Praise God. Because he knows that, what does he say in verse 16? For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Praise God. And then, of course, we were looking at chapter 2, where he is warning, even in that day, beware. Just as there were false prophets in days past, there shall be, speaking future tense, false teachers who shall arise from among you, bringing damnable heresies. And so the importance of sharing this, beloved, is that we can be alert, and in our own knowledge and understanding of the Word of God, we don't have to be afraid. We can trust that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. Let's hear now the Word of the Lord found in chapter 9, and I want to read verse 3. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. The writer of Ecclesiastes is stating, concerning the sons of men or sinners, that the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, as long as they will not accept the salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Hebrew word translated madness in our Bibles is shablul, meaning a snail, as if floating on its own slime. You know how they kind of just float along, it seems. And then in Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter, it states that a fool will swallow up himself. Verse 13, the beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. The Hebrew word translated madness in this verse is holelo, meaning folly. It is the feminine active participle of the Hebrew word holel, meaning to make a show, to boast, and thus to be clamorously foolish, to rave, to stultify. Stultify means to make foolish, to allege or provoke, to be of unsound mind, to impair, invalidate, or reduce to futility, especially through debasing or repressive influences. And you know, as we look at the history of the church, or even perhaps in our own day, those of you who have lived a few decades as Christians, there are those who supposedly, sincerely even, started out as dedicated to the cause of Christ, as Christian ministers, but the reports of those who knew them, if people would have known and if they would have compared their teachings with the Word of God, they would have seen that the doctrine that was being espoused was far from being biblical. The Apostle Paul states that those who do not want to retain God in their knowledge are reprobates. That's strong language. You know, this is the Word of God that I'm sharing. Romans 1, 28 and 29 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, in other words, they had a choice, what happened? Because they chose not to do that, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. You know, if anyone on the surface, just looking at their actions, could be compared to a group of very religious people, would be the Pharisees and Sadducees in the times in which Jesus was living. And yet we know he reserved some of his harshest rebukes. Some of the bitterest, most vitriolic words were spoken against them. They had a form of godliness, beloved, but not according to truth or wisdom. And they didn't see that. They were blind because they refused to be open to the very word of truth, the living truth, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was literally standing before them. And beloved, if they could be deceived in that time, some of them were not. I mean, we've got Nicodemus, Joseph of Arimathea. They had ears to hear. And that's why the Spirit expressly through the word of God, John in Revelation, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Beloved, we've got to have ears to hear. And if we have ears to hear, then even more shall be given to us. It's an amazing mystery. And if we close our hearts, if we just block our will, if our opinion we think is all significant, beloved, there's only one opinion that counts, and that is that of God Almighty. And so we also have, I shared on yesterday's broadcast, 2 Timothy warns us in chapter 3, verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. And while mankind has always, there's always been evil and wickedness done on the face of the earth, we know that it shall increase. We're warned in through the Bible that it will increase in the last days. And certainly we have seen that. Some of you who are in your 50s, 60s, 70s, as I am, 80s, 90s, the world has vastly changed. We can remember when times were different. Not that there was a significant change in people's hearts, but I mean, that which is allowed now would never have been permitted 30, 40 years ago, for example. Timothy is told by Paul that men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. And more Christians are being maligned, not just spoken of behind their back, but to their faces. That goes on to say, traitors to heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. And then Titus 1 through 15 states, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work reprobate. These are strong words, beloved, but we are living in dangerous times, and any ministry and any so-called minister or any religious group that denies Jesus Christ as Savior and Redeemer and teaches or preaches there are other ways for man to be forgiven, that person, that group, that religion, in the biblical view, is a false shepherd, a false prophet, false teachers, and a false religion spawned by Satan. But many times it's cleverly couched with truth. It appeals to social issues, the fallen nature of man, and sometimes many of these organizations, these churches, have thousands of people because they like to have their ears tickled. Jesus said in Matthew 7, 15 and 16, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. And I think Jesus said it well enough. Sheep's clothing, they look like a sheep, sound like a sheep, talk like a sheep, but it's by their fruit you know them. Well, beloved, my time has flown by, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to write. I invite you to share your prayer needs, and know that this is a personal ministry. We're sort of really, you know, beyond, this is, and in some ways you say outdated, you know, we still do correspondence. Wow, you send letters? Yeah, yes, we do. Because you know what? The Bible, those were written epistles, those were written letters, and I believe there's a virtue and value in them. Praise God. Your computer the hard drive might crash, but the hard copy written word of God is going to be before you. Praise God. I thank you for joining me. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I love you, and I pray for you every day. I'm so grateful for your prayers for me, for this ministry, and for the corporate body of Christ. Beloved, we're coming together in the Spirit. It's not by our abilities or programs, but the Lord himself is doing this great work. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.